This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. More is being learned about the man accused of opening fire on a 4th of July parade in the U.S. state of Illinois. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
21-year-old Robert Cremo III is accused of killing seven people, wounding dozens of others in an attack on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois. State's attorney Eric Reinhart says he's charged with seven counts of first-degree murder.
A mandatory life sentence should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
Investigators say police were called to two incidents in 2019 involving Cremo, an apparent suicide attempt, and later in September, threats against family members. Despite all that, in December 2019, with his father as a sponsor, he applied for a state police gun owner's license. Through that, he legally bought five firearms, including the one used to fire some 70 rounds into the crowd on Monday. Vice President Kamala Harris tells the National Education Association meeting in Chicago,
"There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America."
I'm Tim McGuire.
The governor of the last remaining eastern province, partly under Ukraine's control, urged his more than 350,000 residents to flee as Russia escalated its offensive and air alerts were issued across nearly the entire country. The governor said that getting people out of Donetsk province is necessary to save lives. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will see his Chinese counterpart this week at a group of 20 foreign ministers meeting that may well exacerbate divides over Russia's war in Ukraine. While strained U.S.-China ties will be the focus of Blinken's talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, the broader G20 event in Indonesia will be overshadowed by the Ukraine conflict. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson vowed Wednesday to stay in power after two of his most senior cabinet ministers quit. Resigning British Health Secretary Sajid Javid told Parliament Wednesday that a series of events during the last several months made it impossible for him to stay in his post. Javid quit Tuesday alongside Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak. Both said they could no longer support Prime Minister Boris Johnson because of his handling of ethics scandals, including COVID lockdown parties and the recent case of a senior official accused of sexual misconduct.
"But treading the tightrope between loyalty and integrity has become impossible in recent months. And Mr. Speaker, I will never risk losing my integrity. I also believe a team is as good as its team captain, and that a captain is as good as his or her team. So loyalty must go both ways. The events of recent months have made it increasingly difficult to be in that team."
South Africa's president will attend funeral services Wednesday for 21 teenagers who died under puzzling circumstances. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa will be in East London as 21 teenagers are laid to rest after dying in a mysterious tragedy at a tavern almost 2 weeks ago. Hundreds of grieving family members and residents of East London's Scenery Park Township are expected to attend. It's still not known what caused the deaths of the young people aged between 13 and 17 whose bodies were found in the tavern. All were under South Africa's legal drinking age of 18. Pathologists are studying the cause of death from blood samples. A stampede has been ruled out because the victims did not have serious injuries. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
A federal judge has thrown out a host of actions by the Trump administration to roll back protections for endangered or threatened species. This comes a year after the Biden administration said it was moving to strengthen those species protections. A U.S. district judge in the northern U.S. state of California eliminated the Trump-era rules Tuesday, even as two wildlife agencies under U.S. President Joe Biden are reviewing or rescinding the regulations. The decision restores some protections under the Endangered Species Act, while the reviews are completed. Environmental groups are hailing the decision, which they say speeds up needed protections and designation of critical habitat designations for threatened species. And recapping our top story, 21-year-old Robert Cremo III is accused of killing seven people, wounding dozens of others in an attack on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.